And third in the league at 9.2 steals a game. But really of late, they've been on a crazy stretch. They've scored 85 points off of turnovers in their last three games coming into this. That's the second most in a three-game stretch in franchise history for Chicago. And they're going to be flirting with adding to that tally here for a fourth game with already 14 points off turnovers after LaVine made the first. Giannis comes back in now to replace Middleton. So, second free throw on the way for Zach LaVine, 86% on the season, and he knocks down both. Bulls are 7 of 7 from the line. They have outscored Milwaukee now 21-8 here in the second quarter. And the lead is down to 4. Bucks led by 17 coming into this quarter. LaVine being harassed by Dosunmu. Going to draw a foul, puts up the shot, couldn't get it to go, but he was beyond the arc. They're going to say that foul was on the floor, so no continuation afforded there. They are not allowing that privilege of kind of raking through to draw that shooting foul increasingly here in the last 2 years. So Lillard takes the pass, going to feed it now to Beasley. Beasley gets it to Giannis. Giannis has a one-on-one trying to exploit it. Kicks it out. Lillard with the open three. Missed it. Man, those three start falling. It's going to change the score, but they're still not going down. Lillard hit his second tonight, but outside of that, he's missed everything. Chicago with the basketball. Here's Dosunmu on the right side. Jab step in. Had the ball knocked away by Lopez. That disrupted things enough. Oh, they're going to get a foul here. The Bucks may want to look at this one.
I think Brook got him with a little bit of a shove that at first it didn't look like they were going to fall.
I don't think he touched him. I think his arm was extended. I think Dosunmu was falling down anyway. The arm was extended. If you see the reverse angle, I don't think his arm touched him. If it did, it was a finger tap.
The optics of it are what's going to get.
Yeah, that's why you can't challenge it. But I don't think he caused that by any stretch. Dosunmu was falling already. It just happened to be his hand was in that area. That's a break for Chicago. So that's a third foul as well on Lopez. So Chicago's got the basketball now. 4 minutes to play. Chance to get into a single possession game. And LaVine will miss the layup. Boy, you can't believe he missed it. That's about as easy as it comes right there. But LaVine leaving some change out there. Lillard drives past everybody, and he'll lay it in with a right hand. He's been trying to get that shot all night. First time he's managed to avoid the turnover and finish up close. Back to a 6-point lead for the Bucks now. DeRozan on the other side. Spins down low. Puts the shot off the window. Working on the defense of Beasley and corkscrewing his way to an easy shot. 45-41. Chicago has found their rhythm here in the second quarter. 3:25 to go. Giannis top of the circle. Steps around a screen from Beasley. Now hands back to Beasley. Beasley puts up a 3-pointer. It was off the mark. A late contest from Zach LaVine got in the way just enough. Chicago the other way with it now. DeRozan into the front court. Trying to back his way in. Working on Connaughton. Scoops to the hoop. Couldn't finish. Pat comes away with a rebound. Feeds it ahead to Giannis. Giannis into the open court going the other way. Passes to the trailing Connaughton. Nice dish down low to Portis. And Portis lays it in. Pat just a little hesitation on the shot fake. And then gave it to Portis. On a quick dish to set up the now fifth field goal already for Bobby Portis in this half. He's got 13 of the Bucks, 47. Here's a pass to the right wing. Dosunmu couldn't hit the three. Good rebound by Giannis. Aggressively rips it down. Now he's going the other way. Giannis goes plowing right through everybody. Couple long strides and a two-hand jam for the Greek Freak. He's got 17 now here in the half. Man, oh man, when you take as big a steps as Giannis, nobody, you just don't think he's going to be able to get to the rim. Giannis with a good job to fending the entry pass. Down low for Vucevic. Knocks it away now. He's all over the place. He's two rebounds away from the double-double already. 17-8. Ball will stay with Chicago, though, with 2:17 to go here in this opening half. Patrick Williams sends it into DeRozan. DeRozan a head fake, gets alone, but he missed the open jumper. Boy, he will miss that one time out of 10. That was 8 feet away, open. That's his target range. Lillard, a good feed on the other side to Beasley, who splashes it through from the right wing. Malik Beasley is going to get some looks like that over the course of this season. And he has shown a capacity for hitting them. 7-0 run for the Bucks has put it back to a 52-41 advantage. Vucevic the other way. Lofts the pass to the corner. DeRozan drives. He's fouled by Connaughton. Fourth team foul for the Bucks. Last one to give with a minute 48 to go here in quarter two.
DeRozan pleaded his case for a shooting foul, but I think he's being told, hey, we didn't give it to Dame. We're not giving it to you.
Yeah, his wasn't even as close as Lillard's was. So LaVine will trigger it in from the far side. Bucks will come with Beasley, Lillard, Connaughton, Portis, and Giannis. As the inbound pass goes to Kobe White. White triggers it out top to DeRozan. DeRozan passes back to Vucevic. Pulls up, 14-footer. That's an air ball. Giannis corrals the rebound before it goes out of bounds. Now he'll go the other way. Threads the pass to the right wing. Beasley wants another, and he finds the bottom of the net for the second time in as many trips. He can start cooking. Beasley is doing that. Back-to-back threes has put the lead back to 14 now. Patrick Williams comes up with a timely three on the other end for Chicago, just his eighth of the season, shooting just 23% from distance this year. And Chicago needed that one in the worst of ways. Giannis catches the over-the-shoulder pass from Lillard, gets trapped, tried to pass it into Beasley, but it was knocked away out of bounds by the Bulls with a minute three to go now. In this first half of a 55-44 game, Bucks have not trailed. They've led by as many as 17, but Chicago has rallied not once but twice already in this half to make it closer. They went down 9-0 to start, got it back to two, then they got back to within four after going behind by 17, and here's a foul on Patrick Williams outside. And Chicago had a foul to give, though. So Lillard will inbound, and Patrick Williams gets whistled up for his first. So Lillard to send it in. Lofts it to Giannis. Giannis puts it on the floor, spins down the lane, and plunges it through once again. He comes down with that mean mug. Looking out to the fans here at Fiserv Forum, it has been a vintage Giannis first half of basketball with 19 points now for the Greek Freak. Chicago with no answers. Here's a pass coming to the near side. Williams, a jab step, now sends out. Kobe White uncorks a three, missed it short, but the tip-in was there for Vucevic. That'll cut it back to an 11-point game. 43 seconds to go now in the second quarter. Bucks basketball left to right into the front court. Damian Lillard, little stutter step. Passes out to Portis. Portis already with two threes. Can he make it three? No, but the ball went right to Lillard, who caught it on its way and then threw it right back up off the window and good. So Dame's now sitting with 8 points in the first half. 59-46 lead for the Bucks. Shot clock and game clock separated by 9 seconds. Here's DeRozan. Going to rifle it inside to Vucevic. Quick touch pass over to the corner. Kobe White all by his lonesome knocks it down. Three-pointer pulls his team back to within 10. Bucks can try to get the last laugh, though, here in the half. 6 seconds to go as Lillard crosses the midcourt stripe. He's going to step back, fire up a three from straight on, missed it short. And that's the way the half will come to a close. Milwaukee 59, Chicago 49. After 24 minutes of hoops here tonight in downtown Milwaukee. Coming back with more Justin Garcia on the other side of this timeout. Halftime report after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
about right above the rear tire. And don't get me started on the bottom of the doors. It doesn't have to happen, people. Rust-proof your vehicle. Zeebart's Rust Protection comes with a 10-year warranty that covers all the areas just mentioned and more. Call the company with over 50 years' experience in rust-proofing. Call Zeebart.
Grab your squad for Bucks Night Out, presented by Michelob Ultra and Bally Sports Wisconsin. Every ticket comes with a Michelob Ultra or soda on us. Visit bucks.com/BNO for details.
Halftime inside of Fiserv Forum. It is the Bucks up 10 on the Bulls, 59-49. And a big first half from Giannis, once again, who's carried over what we've seen the past two games. Joining me now, and all these interviews that you hear, all the times you hear Bucks players on various interviews and TV interviews and radio interviews, one of the driving forces behind it is who joins me now, and that is Barry Baum. So, Barry, first of all, this is what, 4 years, 5 years that you've been in Milwaukee with the Bucks?
Justin, thanks for having me. This is the seventh season for me.
Oh, wow. So that's a strike one for me. Seven years. Wow. How time flies. But well experienced prior to coming here with the Bucks, not only in sports, but at the NBA level as well.
Yes. So I started off as a Knicks ball boy for 3 years while I was in high school.
Was that who was the coach?
UB Brown.
Okay.
Was the coach, and after that I went to University of Wisconsin. So I was already somehow knowing this was going to come move to Milwaukee, and then I wrote for the New York Post for seven seasons. I covered the high school sports and the NBA and the Islanders, and after 2 years with the Islanders, I decided it was time to move on to a different field. So I went into public relations, and then one day a real estate developer walked in. I was at this agency in Manhattan. He walked in, he said, I'm going to buy the Nets and move them to Brooklyn and build this beautiful arena right in the heart of Brooklyn. So I was put on the account, and a year later he hired me from that agency to run all of his communications, and he ended up buying the team and built this arena. And 12 years later, I was with him for 12 years at Barclays Center and the Nets. And then after 12 years, Peter Fagan called me and said they're building an arena in Milwaukee, and would I like to run communications for this team in the arena? And it was a perfect opportunity going back to Wisconsin. And I was so excited to do it. And I commuted a year. My family stayed in New York, and I commuted for 1 year. But then I loved it so much. The job was so great. My family moved to Mequon, where we live now, and we've had a great 7 years so far.
So for communications and media relations for a professional sports team, everybody thought, man, that'd be a great job. I wish I could have that. The day-to-day for you, first of all, there is no normal day, right?
Right. Right. So this morning, for example, at 10:30, we had a press conference to announce a new development that will be right across the street from the Trade and from Gather, which will have about 210 apartments. And it's going to be spectacular. Jeffers is the developer for it. And then after that, I went to the training center, which is a block away, and I made sure that campaign was available to come down and talk to the media after practice, after shoot around. So, and then after that, I had to go back to Schlitz, a third building, where I worked on some message points and for Peter Fagan and some other issues that we had. And so it never stops. There's never the same. Tomorrow morning. Tomorrow afternoon, I leave for Toronto with the team.
You got to go home and pack.
Go home and pack, and then go to Toronto, then Charlotte, and then back for another game here on Saturday.
Yeah, there's no Tuesdays we do this, and Wednesdays we do this. That, especially with the Jay Crowder news from earlier today as well, that caused some more work that you had then.
Yeah, we had when we got the word on that, we had to prepare a press release and announce that. Unfortunately, he's such a nice guy. And, you know, when players, you know, you get to know the players so well. But also from a media standpoint, he's one of the best speakers we have. He's thoughtful and smart, and he's someone that we rely on to do media after practices. So that's a real heartbreak for the team, and hopefully he'll get back soon.
And speaking of that, you get to know these players. The last thing, can you confirm the reason Brook Lopez not only re-signed with the Bucks this past year, summer, but came to Milwaukee in the first place was because of the close personal friendship the two of you have?
That's probably true, yes. No doubt about it. He's one of my favorites. We worked together at the Nets for about 8-9 years. And I stayed in touch with him while he left the Nets. And we went to China together with the Nets once or twice and got to really know him. So it's great to have him here. And he's always so nice to my kids and somebody that I'm really glad he and his brother are here with the Bucks.
Yeah. Well, Barry Bum, did I do a good enough job?
That was phenomenal. I might book myself again one day.
Barry Bum, always good to catch up with you. Bucks up by 10 at halftime, 59-249. Bucks basketball brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and sheets make cleaning look easy.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
59-49, our halftime score here inside of Fiserv Forum. It is the Bucks up by 10 on the Chicago Bulls. And another strong start for Giannis, arguably his two best games thus far of the season, coming in Indianapolis against the Pacers, where he scored 54. And another big stat line over the weekend against the Magic. 19 points, 9 rebounds, and 2 assists thus far for Giannis through the first half. Halftime is brought to you by Uline. We're back with more after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and sheets make cleaning look easy.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed, reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy, that's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
59-49 halftime score here inside of Fiserv Forum. Bucks up by 10, and again, 19 points and 9 rebounds from Giannis. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the BMO Bucks radio network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's time for the American Family Insurance Insuring Success feature. And one of the big ones is turnovers here. If the Bucks can limit those, that's where the Bulls were able to get in transition and score 15 points off 11 Bucks turnovers. American Family Insurance. Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams. Visit AmFam.com to learn more. Second half comes your way after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on Wisconsin cheese.
8 ounce Wyawega shreds, $1.79 or three for $5. Or Wyawega cheese blocks, $2.69 a pound.
Ay, caramba, hot prices on cheese.
Shreds, three for five, or blocks, $2.69 a pound.
We've lowered our cheese prices. Please take advantage of these sensational prices.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee-owned.
It's Woodman's.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Yes! Oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton and one.
All season long.
It's his night.
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Cousin Subs just got better. With our newest mobile app update, we've made it easier to purchase your favorite subs and sides with Apple or Google Pay and the ability to make split payments. And that's not all. Can we get your digits? Sign up today for our new text messaging program to unlock exclusive coupons and offers at CousinSubs.com or via our app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Breakthroughs aren't just for medical journals. They're to help people live their best lives. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network, people are the driving force behind everything we do. That means every breakthrough, every clinical study, every interaction is to help you, your family, and your neighbors live better. We do everything humanly possible because we see everything humanly possible in you. To find out how compassion motivates world-class care, visit Frederick.com.
Well, about ready to get going here. Second half of hoops here at Fiserv Forum. Glad you could be with us tonight. 59-49, our score. Let's take a quick look at our Pella Doors and Windows rebounding battle going into this second half. Through the first half, who was hitting the glass? Well, the Bucks were in this case. They out-rebound Chicago 29-17. How about an 11-6 advantage in points off of rebound? Second chance points where they out-rebounded Chicago. Just 8-7, but really able to capitalize when they did. It's presented, as always, by Pella Doors and Windows of Wisconsin. They can help lower your energy costs. No interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order up by November 30th. Check them out at PellaWI.com. Dave Kane alongside Justin Garcia, our on-site engineer Ryan Elliott, stat man Tom Hecker back in his normal seat. As we come to you from Fiserv Forum, it is going to be Chicago basketball as we are just underway here in half number two. The Bulls with their same five from the first half to begin the half. It's DeRozan, Craig, Vucevic, Levine, and White. The Bucks coming with a combination of Middleton, Giannis, Lopez, Beasley, and Lillard. And there's a three-pointer from Nikola Vucevic from the left wing to begin things here in the third. So that cuts a 10-point lead to 7. And it takes 15 seconds time. They started the second quarter on a 9-0 run with three straight threes. We'll see if the Bucks can prevent a similar outcome here to begin the third quarter. Quick three on the way from Lillard, and he continues to struggle with the three-point shot. Giannis was fouled from behind, fighting for the rebound, so it'll be Bucks basketball. But, man, oh, man, for whatever reason, Lillard getting clean looks but just can't hit him. He's one of six from three-point range tonight. Mentioned coming in just 29% for the season, and that number's even taken a dip tonight. So here comes the inbound pass from Lillard. Bucks in white, the Bulls in black, as Middleton's going to try his hand at a three. Misses it. So the Bucks started 6 of 11 to begin this game. Since then, they have gone 3 of 16 from beyond the arc with clean looks. Here's a pull-up jumper, and Vucevic knocks it down from right of the lane. He hits a 14-footer, and boy, Chicago riding 5 straight points behind Vucevic have cut the deficit in half now. 5-point game. Middleton the other way, feeds to Beasley. He moves laterally, a bounce pass back to Lillard. Going to try his hand again. Again, he misses. three-point shots just not falling. White goes the other way, all the way to the cup. He lays it in. Becomes a pretty simple formula. If you make shots, you win. If you miss them, oftentimes you're going to lose. That's what happened here in this second half. It's a three-point game with 10:46 to play. Timeout on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Menards 11% sale ends Thanksgiving Day. Renovate your kitchen with new cabinets from Cardell. Ready to install and featuring a modern look. Cardell cabinets give your kitchen a new feel. All Cardell designer and cornerstone cabinets are on sale. Plus, 11% off. Stores close Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 11/30/2023.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
All presented by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks for the Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. Well, much like the beginning to the second quarter, in the opening minute and 14 seconds of that quarter, Chicago went on a 9-0 run. In the opening minute and 14 seconds of this quarter, they've gone on a 7-0 run. And Milwaukee will have the basketball with a tenuous three-point lead. Led by as many as 17 in the first half. But to begin this third quarter, they have missed all three of their shots. Conversely, the Bulls have hit all three of theirs. So Bucks basketball with Middleton feeding to Giannis at the top of the arc. He'll give it to Lillard. Dame at the top of the circle feeds it to Giannis, left of the lane. Giannis draws two defenders. Passes out top to Middleton. Touch pass to Beasley. He uncorks a three. Can't hit. 0 for 4 now to begin this third quarter. Chicago goes the other direction with it now. Chance to tie it with a three. Vucevic will do just that as he lets it fly. Can't hit. Easy offensive rebound between three players, though, for Torrey Craig. He gets it back in his hands. Going to unload a three. Misses another one. That was a good look. Bucks very fortunate to get away unscathed on that possession. Middleton transition. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line. And, boy, Milwaukee needed it. They finally see one go through here. As Milwaukee has put the lead back at five. Here's Levine the other way. Passes off to Vucevic. Vucevic was fouled by Beasley. Probably a good thing because Vuce had the mismatch down low and was about to capitalize. Instead, it's just a foul on the floor, and it'll be Chicago ball out of bounds.
I know every opposing coach would tell you you don't forget about Chris, but it almost seems like you can when you have Damian Lillard and Giannis on the floor at the same time.
Kobe White drifting to his left at the top of the arc, picked up by Giannis on the switch. Now they work it out. We got a whistle and another foul. Boy, Milwaukee's having a hard time corralling Nikola Vucevic here all of a sudden. He's up to 13 points now and starting to get things going himself. Another foul against Middleton this time on the big man. Inbound pass. It goes to White. Lillard was going for the steal, missed it. It opens the door for a layup for White, but he missed it. Two straight possessions. Chicago's missed good looks. Giannis galloping the other way. Has the ball knocked away. Taken away down low by Torrey Craig. He'll hand the ball off to DeRozan. DeRozan into the front court, spinning, working on the defense of Beasley, doing a nice job so far holding his ground. Could he get the hand up? He does, and it forces the shot to miss from DeRozan. Bucks go the other way with it now. Middleton with it on the right wing. Chicago has cooled off a little bit. Middleton uncorks the three and sticks it from the right wing. Michelob Ultra 3 for Cash Money Middleton, who has scored all five of the Bucks points here to begin the third quarter. Lead is back now to 8, 64-56. Vucevic sends down low, catches the ball down low, then sends it out. They work it to the corner where Levine was defended tightly by Lillard. Now they work it to the near wing. Three-pointer on the way from Kobe White. He can't hit. Long rebound is out of bounds, even in spite of Torrey Craig's best efforts as he goes slamming into the front row of seats and had his foot on the line when he was trying to fling that ball back in. So the Bucks get the basketball back. Four straight empty possessions now for Chicago after they started off hitting their first four. Milwaukee the other way with it. Lillard on the near wing. He's going to fire up another three. Another miss. He would kill to see that ball go through right now. That cylinder is looking as small as it has in a long time, I got to think, for Dame. Here's a three-point try on the other side. That misses. Another miss for the Bulls. Levine couldn't hit it, and the rebound goes out of bounds. It's going to be Milwaukee ball. So Chicago came out sizzling to begin the half, but since then they have cooled off in a big way. Zach LaVine is also struggling with his shot. He's now 1 for 8. So LaVine's 1 for 8. Lillard's 3 for 12 and 1 for 8 from three. Dame's got it on the right wing now for the Bucks. Feeds to Giannis. Giannis spins inside, flips it up with a right-hand floater. Couldn't get it to drop. It goes in and out. Rebound controlled by Vucevic. He'll pass ahead to DeRozan. DeRozan drives to the cup. He puts up the shot. It's altered by Lopez, but as we've seen too many times this season, someone was there right after that missed shot. This time it's Torrey Craig who lays it in with a foul. And that's an area the Bucks really need to clean up because Lopez has played good defense on a myriad of occasions. But when he forces the missed shot, it almost serves as a pass to a teammate.
Yeah, you got a team rebound, and you just have to crash the boards. It goes back to what we heard Adrian Griffin talk about a couple games ago, where you either have to crash the boards or get back. In that situation, it was Chris not boxing out the part of the lane, the middle of the lane there, that allowed Torrey Craig to get to the basket.
Craig's going to cap the three-point play after he was fouled by Chris Middleton, who's going to take a seat on the bench. And that's tough because the Bucks have really ridden Middleton's offense here early in this third quarter with 7:51 to play now. Giannis takes it down on the low block, draws two defenders. Now a zone look from the Bulls. They work it to the right wing now as it's in the hands of Beasley. Beasley defended by LaVine. Sends out top. Connaughton gets a good look at a three from way outside, though. Misses front iron. Rebound controlled by LaVine. He'll work it ahead to White. Kobe White into the front court. Takes it down low. Nice hesitation, but he missed the layup. It rolls in and out, but another offensive board ends up in the hands of LaVine. However, the shot blocked up close by Vucevic from Lopez. They've still got it. Going to set up an open three in the corner in Chicago. Continuing to ride second and third opportunities to points. This time a three-pointer pulls the Bulls back to within two. Dame Lillard the other way feeds it to Lopez. Lopez drives around Vucevic, and Vucevic wrapped around him to commit the foul. That'll be the second foul of the quarter for the Bulls. So Nikola Vucevic is charged up with what'll be his first foul, and here comes Andre Jackson into the game, the rookie on his birthday, replacing Malik Beasley. Chicago in this second half has really crashed the boards on that offensive glass. Billy Donovan has been really trying to get that from his team. Giannis takes the inbound pass around midcourt. He draws another foul on Torrey Craig, who was toying with the idea of going for a steal out there, a bit over aggressive. But Chicago, how about an 11-6 advantage on the glass in this quarter? Giannis going to take a seat on the bench. Bobby Portis comes in to replace him. And that has been the secret to success for the Bulls here of late. Connaughton to inbound. He gets it to Lopez. They're out there along with Portis, Lillard, and Jackson. Lillard's got it in his hands, defended by Kobe White. Rifles the pass to Connaughton. He drives baseline. Now feathers the pass into the corner. Open three from Bobby Portis. Not this time. Chicago going the other direction now. DeRozan into the front court. Sends out top to Vucevic for the lead. Launches up the three. It's too strong. Rebound pulled in by Connaughton. He'll give it to Lillard. Lillard the other way. 6:38 to play in the third. Bucks by two with the basketball. Dame with the top of the arc, picks up his dribble, feeds over to the right wing. Here's a catch and shoot three that caroms in and out for Connaughton. And Chicago will have another chance to tie or get the lead. Bucks have gone just 2 for 12 in the quarter. Here's a wide open lane for Vucevic, who goes straight through it and stuffs it down with one hand. Tie game now. First tie since we were scoreless in this game. Bucks started on a 9-0 run. Had not looked back until now. Lillard sprints through a couple defenders, feeds the corner. Jackson with an open three. Got it! The rookie delivers a three. His team needed it. Just the third field goal of this quarter. The Bucks, 2 of 10 from distance. After that make, clinging to a tenuous three-point lead with 6 minutes to go in the third. You're locked in to the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Well, the Bucks with a three-point lead, 67-64, as we move along here in quarter number three from Fiserv Forum. Bucks have not trailed here tonight, led by 10 at halftime. Boy, that disappeared. It was a tie game before an Andre Jackson three-pointer to put Milwaukee back ahead by three. It's going to be Chicago basketball when we resume. We're brought to you by BMO. They're the official bank of the Bucks. Carry the team in your wallet. Learn more at BMO.com/Bucks. And by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Chicago basketball left to right here in this third quarter. The Bulls in black with the red numbers, white lettering. The Bucks in white with the green numbers and lettering. It's a head fake from DeRozan. DeRozan pulls up and cashes in from the free throw line. And it leads down to one. Here are the lineups for both teams. Lillard, Portis, along with Lopez, Connaughton, and Jackson. For the Bulls, DeRozan, LaVine, Drummond, DeSumo, and Patrick Williams. Lillard on the left wing, feeds to the cutting Lopez, but is tipped away and taken by LaVine. LaVine's off and running the other direction. He'll take it all the way and miss the layup, but once again, someone was there for the tipping, and that is Andre Drummond, and it's the first lead of the night for the Bulls now, 68-67. Bucks have not looked good, suffice it to say, here in this third quarter. A 12-3 run for the Bulls. Lopez moving laterally into the paint, flips the shot up with the right hand. That's a nifty move for the big man. Gets it to drop, and the Bucks go back ahead by one now. Chicago the other way. DeRozan ushers it into the front court. Second of a back-to-back for the Bulls here tonight. We'll watch the attrition battle here. DeRozan down low. Puts a shot up in a crowd, and he got fouled going to the rim. So he will step to the free throw line. This is a Chicago team that has already played This is their third back-to-back of the season, and they have not played well on the second of back-to-backs. Lost to Detroit by 16 the first time on the second of a back-to-back, and by to Denver by 22 in the second of that back-to-back. But tonight, they have matched the Bulls and exactly matched them on the scoreboard now after that free throw goes down for DeMar DeRozan. Started to feel like old times there for a little bit, didn't it, Justin? Bucks up by 17. And
yeah, apparently the Bucks just swapped their first and third quarters.
Yeah. Second free throw is good for DeRozan. And here we are. Chicago by one with 4:44 to play in the third. DeRozan hits both free throws, and now it's Dame Lillard into the front court the other direction. Passes to Connaughton, gets it back in his hands. He's on the left wing. Jab step in, step back three. Too strong. Jackson comes away with a rebound, though, for the Bucks. Back out to Lillard. Lillard drifts to his left. He's got two defenders on him. Sends a cross-court pass to Lopez. He'll try his hand from three. Misses it well short, but falling down was Patrick Williams, and that opened the door for Bobby Portis on an uncontested stick back. Bucks back ahead by one, giving the Bulls a little dose of their own medicine with some second-chance points here in the second half. DeRozan kicks out. Open three from Levine. He can't hit. His tough shooting night continues, and the rebound to Lopez. Open look there again for Levine. Here's Lillard the other way. On the right wing, defended by DeRozan. Lillard drives inside, scoops to the hoop. That one wouldn't go down, hung on the rim, but rebounded by Jackson again. Kicks out to Connaughton. He'll handle Lopez. Lopez draws the contact and gets it to drop with a foul. He points at Connaughton, thanking him for a heck of a setup there. It's a heads-up play, and, you know, it's one thing that gets understated in this game is the quick decision making that has to happen. Connaughton, in the span of about a half a second, had two players he was looking at who had the better chance to make the shot. He wisely gave to Lopez instead of kicking it out further.
And he should look to Andre Jackson as well, because he started that with that offensive rebound. He's done that a couple of times already. The limited minutes, you always see something out there from Andre Jackson that you like.
Drummond got called for the foul, his second, and now Lopez at the line. His free throw rims in and out. Connaughton was fighting for the rebound. Couldn't quite secure it, though. He's got six rebounds and four assists. However, Chicago has the basketball. Chance to get the lead, or to pull closer again. Here's a pull-up jumper from DeSumo. He misses it from the left baseline. Rebound to Portis. He'll pass to Andre Jackson. Jackson goes the other way into the front court. Gets to the Portis. Portis gives it now to Connaughton. Connaughton comes to a stop. Swivels before he passes to Portis. We got a whistle and a three-second call going against the Bulls. So we'll have a free throw coming up here.
And the Bucks playing Lopez, Portis, and Giannis at the same time right now. So somebody is going to have a size mismatch.
Connaughton will take the free throw here for the Bucks. And he splashes it through. So PC with his third free throw of the night. He's made all of them. He's got 3 points, six rebounds, and four assists. Lopez checks out, as you were just talking about that. And now the lineup goes Campaign into the mix, joining Giannis, Portis, Jackson, and Connaughton. Bucks basketball, inbound pass goes to Giannis. He's defended by Williams. Attacks, takes it to the free throw line. Now passes to the corner. Open three on the way. Campaign couldn't hit it. Hasn't missed many of those three-pointers this season, but boy, those corner threes haven't been dropping for the Bucks tonight. Here's a challenge from Portis. Gets in the way of the shot from Patrick Williams, and the Bucks come away with a loose ball. Payne's going the other way now for Milwaukee, leading 74-70. Andre Jackson, little floater from the free-throw line, and he gets it to go off 1 foot. Andre Jackson gives the Bucks a 6-point lead on a 7-0 scoring run now. Zach LaVine. Over the shoulder pass goes to the corner. Patrick Williams can't hit. Rebound knocked around. Jackson comes away with a loose ball. Here's Giannis going the other direction now for the Bucks. Passes to Portis. Portis thought about the three. He's got Levine on him. Now flicks the pass back to Giannis. Gets it back in his hands. Left of the lane. Back to Giannis. Works it to Payne. They work it now off the opposite side. Connaughton all alone. And he'll rattle through the three. Comes away, pumping his fist, going the other direction. It's a 10-0 run now for Milwaukee. Stretching it back to a 9-point lead with 2:14 to go now in the third. Here's LaVine the other way for Chicago. Gets it to Drummond. Drummond's floater misses off the side iron. Chicago's gone cold. Bucks go the other direction on it. Campaign goes into the air. What a feed down low to Giannis with his first points of the second half as he staples it down. 81-70. 10-0 run now for Milwaukee. Here's a drive down low. Carter circling around the defense. Flings it to the left wing. Levine's got it there right around Giannis. Takes it to the cup. He lays it up, but no good. He was fouled. Bulls have not scored in about three and a half, well, just over 3 minutes now. Milwaukee in the midst of a 10-0 run. So Levine will go to the free throw line. So his first of two free throws is up and good.
We talk about those little things that Andre Jackson Jr. brings to the table. On that Patrick Williams three that he missed, Giannis went to contest and close out. Andre Jackson slid into Giannis's place, which is what we've talked about this team just hasn't been doing this year. He was there to clean things up and get the rebound.
Yeah, that has been what's been. We were talking about it with Lopez on the blocks and those types of things, too. Someone sliding over there. Both free throws go down for Levine. And that snaps the scoreless drought and the 10-point run for the Bucks. Campaign going the other way now for Milwaukee. Passes off to Connaughton. Connaughton slithers down low. A nice touch pass to Jackson. He got it to Portis. Portis back to Jackson. Flicks the wrist from three. That misses. Front iron. Chicago's got it going the other way now by nine. Levine's into the front court. Top of the arc. Draws two defenders. Going to pass it near wing right to Williams. Williams, a jab step in. Now sends back out top. A spin from Levine. Step back free throw. Jumper misses again. Boy, Levine cannot buy a bucket. He and Dame Lillard need to go bowling after this game together and vent their frustrations. Levine's 1 for 11. Dame's 3 of 14. Giannis going to fire up a three. Couldn't get that one to drop. He hit his 500th career three earlier tonight on a last-second three to round out the first quarter, but missed that one. And now a foul going against Chicago on the battle for the rebound. And for the Bulls, they have just gone into the penalty. So we'll have a pair of free throws for Bobby Portis. Chicago came out to begin this quarter guns blazing and cut that 10-point deficit to nothing in the blink of an eye. But the Bucks have stretched it back to a 9-point lead, and now Bobby Portis at the free throw line where he's got two free throws staring at him. He'll hit the first. You know, I saw an interesting statistic. Since Billy Donovan arrived in Chicago, Chicago has played more back-to-backs than any team in the league, 51 of them. And they've already played three again tonight. And it's funny because the Bucks have caught them on the back end of back-to-backs.
A couple of times. A
few times in the last couple of years, too. Both free throws go down for Bobby Portis, and the lead is back to 11 for the Bucks. 45 seconds to go in what was a terrible start to the third quarter. It has reconciled itself on a 12-2 run for the Bucks. Levine almost turned it over, but gets it back. Now works it over to Coby White. Good look at a three from the left wing, but he misses. Chicago has just really struggled shooting the basketball here of late. Since the 5:23 mark, they have not scored on a field goal. That's 5 minutes for those counting at home. Giannis drives, lays it in. He wants continuation. He's not going to get it, though. But he's going to the line for two. Portis tonight, a double-double with 17 points, 10 rebounds. That dude just continues to produce. If anybody ever earned a contract the way he did two summers ago, it was Bobby Portis.
Six of those rebounds in this quarter alone, too, from Bobby.
Giannis goes to the line with two shots in front of him. Quiet third quarter for Giannis after he was anything but in the first half, where he scored 19 points to go with his eight rebounds at the time. He's got 21-9 now. As his first free throw misses front iron. He had made all four of his free throws prior to that miss. It's amazing. Giannis had 36 points game one against Chicago a year ago, 45 in game two. Both losses. Scores 2 points before he goes out with an injury in game three. They win that. Misses game four. They win that. Go figure. Kind of like scoring 44 and a half points a game the last two and losing both, huh? Sometimes when Giannis is forced to carry the load, it's not always a good thing. Misses the second free throw as well short. So couldn't get either to go, and Chicago's got a chance to get it to single digits before this quarter comes to a close again. Trailing 83-72. They got a 1-point lead in the quarter before the Bucks started to answer with good defense and good offense to go with it. Here's Kobe White, floater, got it with 3.9 seconds to go from 14 feet away. Giannis got to get it in. Got some time, but you got to work quickly. Inbound pass goes to Connaughton. Right back to Giannis. Giannis into the front court. Puts up the heave of the horn. Can he get another? Not this time. Well, he got the last second three to close out the first. No such luck to begin to close things here in the third. But what was looking pretty bleak ends promising. Bucks led by 10 at halftime. They're up by 9 going into the fourth. 83-74 here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Are you ready to be treated like a VIP? Drop the third-party apps and download the Cousins Club app for true VIP status. Then order your favorite subs and sides directly on the Cousins Club app to reap the rewards. You'll get access to exclusive, limited-time-only products, coupons, and special offers. And you'll earn reward points, free food, and Cousins merchandise. Now that's how a VIP should be treated. Cousins Subs. We believe in better.
Providing the largest cancer clinical trials treatment program in Wisconsin is more than a statistic. It means offering you more options. It means more hope. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, people are the driving force behind providing the most advanced, most powerful cancer care available. We push further, learn more, and lead the way. That's how we do everything humanly possible for life without cancer. To find out how dedication fuels breakthrough cancer care, visit Frederick.com/cancer.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, the next time you have something special planned or your business has corporate travel demands, consider our Go Right Way chauffeured services. Our sedans and SUVs offer the utmost in comfort, privacy, and elegance. With the largest chauffeured fleet in the state, we'll be there whenever you need us. To book your chauffeured service today, visit GoRightWay.com. Go Right Way, preferred transportation provider of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, we go to the fourth quarter with the Bucks holding on to an 83-74 lead. Glad to have you with us. Dave Kane, Justin Garcia here in downtown Milwaukee. Hey, Bucks fans, you could say show me the money at Pottawatomie. $800,000 is up for grabs. Just play with your club card now through November 16th. More at paysbig.com. Bucks basketball going right to left to start things here in the fourth. It's Campaign along with Giannis, Portis, Beauchamp, and Jackson to begin things going right to left. Here's a pass out top. Payne whips it around the horn. Now they get into the hands of Beauchamp. His three-pointer misses, but there's a whistle and a foul. Who's it on? DeMar DeRozan for the Bulls is going to be called for the foul. Now, was it on the shot or was it away from the ball?
No, that was on Andre Jackson, who was setting the screen. DeRozan just ran through him.
So for DeRozan, that will be his first foul. And quick one for the Bulls. Inbound pass to Giannis. Spins right around Patrick Williams. Oh, he just put him in the wash cycle there. And lays it in up close. That quick spin is lethal. You have got to guess right. And suffice it to say, Williams did not there. DeRozan passes it off the fingertips of Vucevic, but it's tracked down by Carter. Carter has it on the right wing now. Racing around the outside. Slings it around. Now they move it over to DeRozan. DeRozan works it down low inside to Vucevic. He'll flip it up and in with the right hand. Good ball movement there for the Bulls. Haven't seen as much of that for Chicago. They have not been working that ball around and putting the Bucks into a scramble mode defensively very frequently. Giannis crossing over on Vucevic. He takes it in, lays it in with a foul. The Greek Freak said it was a quiet third quarter. Let's make some new noise here in the fourth. Got a chance at a three-point play as he was fouled driving down the lane. Just a nasty crossover, taking it right past Vucevic to the hole. Chris Middleton comes in, replacing Andre Jackson. Giannis feeling himself after that move. Got his hands on his knees now as he makes his way to the free throw line. Bucks have outscored Chicago 16-6 over the last 4.5 minutes or so going back to the third. We've got the 87-76 lead. This thing was down to a one-point game. Bucks on the wrong side of it midway through that third quarter after they had let that entirety, that 17-point first half lead get away. But they've got it back to double digits now. And can Giannis make it more? No. He's missed his last three free throws, and now a whistle and a foul as Torrey Craig took a shot to the face by Bobby Portis. Three now on Portis, and Torrey Craig, a one-time Milwaukee Buck, picks up his eighth rebound in his 18 minutes on the floor. Craig was here for just about a cup of coffee. Got out of here. Didn't have as much impact as he would have liked.
I don't know if he even finished the cup.
He left that thing still hot. This is a pass to Vucevic. Turnaround jump hook inside as he flips that up and in. Too easy that time. Bucks were not ready for it. Only Giannis out there in the way of true size. We got Portis out there too, but Lopez watching from the bench. Giannis on the other end of things, draws two defenders, passes it off to Middleton. Middleton going to squeeze off a three. Way too much on that one, though, but a long rebound to Portis. So another chance for the Bucks. He's going to pull up. Left baseline jumper. All net. Right in front of his bench, BP knocks it down, and the Bucks go ahead by 11 again. 89-78, 10-23 to go now in the fourth. Season high 12 offensive rebounds for the Bucks now tonight. Kobe White takes it inside. He missed the shot, but the tap-in was there. Bucks have had no answer now for Vucevic, who's had a big second half. He's got 21 points now. Going the other way, campaign. We'll give it off to Beauchamp. Now to Giannis. Giannis with a right-hand dribble right of the lane. Got two defenders all over him. And Carter came in a little overly aggressive and fouled him. So Vucevic has 13 points now in the second half with a double-double, 21 and 10. Another double-double for Nikola Vucevic with six of them this season. Now we got a whistle and a foul. Giannis was driving down low with bad intentions. So Vucevic picks up his third foul. So on one end of the floor, Vucevic is giving the Bucks headaches. On the other end, he's receiving headaches as Giannis continues to attack him on the other end of the floor. While we got a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
So free throw coming for Giannis now, just about 2 minutes into our fourth quarter. First of two is up and good, so he snaps his drought on that shot. He had made his first four free throws, missed his last three. He's sitting with 26 points and 9 rebounds now. Giannis, 30-10 games in three of his last four games, 160 of those in his career. That's most among all active players, and it's by a ways. LeBron is second, and keep in mind, LeBron's played a few more years than has Giannis. He's got 147 of them, but again, Giannis has 160 of those games. Knocks down the second free throw. Here's DeRozan driving down low. He passes the way. Now they get an open look for Carter, but he missed it. Rebound controlled by Torrey Craig. So an offensive board for the Bulls, down by 11. Chance to get it back to single digits now. DeRozan lowers his head. He drives in. Now flicks it out to Craig. They send it out top to White. White takes it down the lane. He's going to get called for a charge. No! Blocking foul. Giannis drew the contact. I thought he was set up, but evidently
he looked set up, but I think it's a matter of where was.
Was his foot in the line? He slid over a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep. Slid over to his left just a bit.
Well, and he was setting up for the charge previously on that possession with DeRozan, too, which was a strange man. Giannis out here taking charges, giving defenders their own medicine.
Yeah. First free throw is good for White. That was the third foul on Giannis. Kobe White tonight has not shot it particularly well at 6 of 14, but he's now sitting with 16 points. His career high, seventh straight game in double figures, but he misses the second free throw. Here comes campaign the other way for the Bucks, fighting across some full court pressure from Carter. Payne flips the pass to Middleton. Middleton in the paint, spins one way, then goes the other, fades and fires straight on. Jumper is good. Silky, smooth shot. In vintage Chris Middleton fashion, cash money Middleton just passed Michael Redd into fifth place all time on the Bucks all-time scoring list on that shot. Now he comes away with a steal. pokes away the entry pass for Vucevic. Now feeds to Giannis on the run. Giannis was going up with it, had the ball knocked away, and then there is a pile of Bulls bodies behind the play. Giannis leaving debris in his wake, but it is going to be Bucks basketball out of bounds. Mentioned it, Middleton just passing Michael Redd for fifth all-time on the scoring list on that last bucket, and always fun to see a guy do it in a manner that they have scored many of their points over the course of their career. Inbound pass to Payne. Payne spins before he feeds it out to Beauchamp, and Marjon Beauchamp zeroes in from long range. It had been a tough shooting night.